Jazz violinist Joe Kennedy Jr. has died. Kennedy played with some of the greats, including pianist Hank Jones and Ahmad Jamal, and with his cousin, composer and saxophonist Benny Carter. Kennedy even filled in for an ailing Stefan Grappelli on a gig with George Shearing. Yet Joe Kennedy's death last Saturday went almost unnoticed by the national media, perhaps because of the career path he chose. Peter Solomon of member station WCVE-FM has this appreciation.
You might call Joe Kennedy the best jazz violinist you've never heard of. Though he's not listed in the major reference books, his accomplishments place him in a category with some of the best musicians in jazz. Joe Kennedy grew up in Pittsburgh at a time when the Steel City wasn't too far behind New York as a jazz hub. Kennedy recalled hearing Earl Hines, Errol Garner, and Billy Strayhorn, but it was a classical musician who got him interested in the violin.
I went to a recital as a very, very young child, and I heard a marvelous prodigy. Then he was very, very unusual. His name was Yehudi Menuhin. I was totally taken with what he did.
Nevertheless, he was not an eager student.
My mother would lead me by the hand to take violin lessons on Saturday. Ahmad's mother would lead him by the hand.
Ahmad is Ahmad Jamal, who grew up with Kennedy and is still one of the best-known pianists in jazz. In the late 1940s, Kennedy hired Jamal for his group, The Four Strings. It was in The Four Strings that Kennedy introduced Ahmad Jamal to the tune that would become the pianist's signature.
I was only in my teens when I joined The Four Strings, and it's been an influence ever since. We had a historic record, Pontchianin, at the Pershing, rather, which included the track Pontchianin. He introduced me to that song when we had The Four Strings. Joe Kennedy stands out like Stuff Smith and Eddie South, and he was certainly a forerunner in the technical aspects of the violin and the approach in American classical music, sometimes called jazz, as far as the violin is concerned.
While Ahmad Jamal went on to become a star as a performer, Joe Kennedy chose the less glamorous but more stable path of a career in education. He spent 30 years teaching music in the Richmond, Virginia public school system. One of his students was Ronald Coles. He remembers that his teacher also took a job with the Richmond Symphony, and along with another violinist named Thomas Bridge, helped integrate the orchestra.
I remember him relating a story that the supervisor of music at the time made the statement that he had been empowered to tell the African-American staff that they really weren't welcome as instrumentalists in the Richmond Symphony when it was formed back in the 50s. And so that was something that stuck with him, but at the same time, he stuck with that and became a superior player there.
Kennedy played with the Richmond Symphony for almost 20 years. In addition to performing and teaching in the public schools, he was the band director at Virginia Union University and went on to teach at Virginia Commonwealth University and Virginia Tech. Kennedy combined his two loves when he composed sketches for solo violin, jazz trio, and symphony orchestra. Kennedy never abandoned his jazz career. He made recordings with his old friend Ahmad Jamal, and on one of his own recordings from the 1960s, he paired his jazz quintet with a 16-piece string orchestra that he arranged. Kennedy made his mark in the music world quietly by influencing the musicians around him in the same unassuming way he conducted his career. Jazz educator, cellist, and director of the Smithsonian Jazz Masterworks Orchestra, David Baker, played in a group with Kennedy.
Joe was one of those people who believed that brevity is the soul of wit, and he was not terribly excited about people who played long solos. And I can just remember when we had the quintet, Joe would always say, if it's worth saying, you can get it done in a couple of choruses.
There was nothing self-aggrandizing about Joe Kennedy. He was invited to perform all over the world, but he was always surprised when people knew who he was. In a 1996 NPR program with Dr. Billy Taylor, Kennedy was asked how he thought of himself.
You seem so comfortable in a variety of musical fora. I'm wondering that when you're alone by yourself, do you think of yourself as a jazz musician who happens to play the violin or a violinist who happens to play jazz?
A violinist who can improvise.
Joseph Kennedy Jr. died April 17th in Richmond, Virginia. He leaves behind a wife, two children, a grandson, and hundreds of students and friends. For NPR News, I'm Peter Solomon in Richmond.
And that is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley.